This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news at the headlines first. Four candidates file candidacy for vice presidential election. Prime Minister and CPN Maoist Center Chairman Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says a socialist front will be formed soon. Communication Minister Rekha Sharma stresses on further strengthening three-tier government. And China's parliament elects Li Keqiang as country's premier. Now the news in detail. Four candidates have filed their candidacy for the post of Vice President. Assistant Election Officer Amrita Kumari Sharma said four candidates have registered their candidacy until the deadline from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. yesterday. The CPN UML has fielded Ashtalakshmi Shakya for the vice presidential post, while three candidates from the 10-party alliance registered their candidacy. The alliance-backed candidates are Ram Shahaya Prasad Yadav and Pramila Yadav, both of them from the Janata Samajwadi Party, and Mamta Jha from the Janamat Party. Janamat Party Chairperson C.K. Raut told that after the candidacy registration, that the coalition will pick a common authorized candidate until coming Sunday. The vice presidential election is taking place on coming 17th of March. Earlier this, alliance-backed Nepali Congress leader Ram Chandra Paudel has been elected as the president of Nepal. Prime Minister and CPN Maoist Center Chairman Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says a socialist front would be formed in some days and initiatives would be taken for unification of communist forces. Addressing the party's central committee members based in Madhesh province in Kathmandu yesterday, the Prime Minister stated that the socialist front will be formed first and then debate for broader unity of communists would be commenced. Minister Dahal said the Maoist Center has the responsibility to give a political outlet on the basis of the peace process and principle of transitional justice. Prime Minister Dahal clarified that there was a common understanding to finalize the peace process and issues of transitional justice through Truth and Reconciliation Commission. Newly elected President Ram Chandra Paudel garlanded the statue of Nepal Communist Party's founder Pushpalal Shrestha at the Pushpalal Memorial Park in Kirtipur yesterday. Following the garlanding, President-elect Paudel signed a visitor's book put in the Pushpalal Memorial Foundation. On the occasion, President Paudel and chairperson of the Pushpalal Memorial Academy and the CPN Unified Socialist Chairman Madhav Kumar Nepal are said to have talked about the country's contemporary issues. Likewise, a newly elected President Ram Chandra Paudel visited Patrai Ashram at Bardigau or Lalitpur yesterday. President Paudel garlanded the statue of founding leader of the Nepali Congress and former Prime Minister Krishna Prasad Patrai at the Ashram premises. Minister for Federal Affairs and General Administration Aman Lal Modi said the Federal Civil Service Act would be formulated to end anomalies seen in the country's administrative sector. At a discussion program with chiefs of constitutional bodies on preparation of the bill and structural arrangement regarding reservation yesterday, Minister Modi said wrong tendency prevailing in the staff transfer system across the country should be eliminated. Minister Modi further said provision would be meticulously enshrined in the Act to institutionalize proportional inclusiveness within the principles of the Constitution. The General Administration Minister expressed his confidence that half of the problems surfaced in the intergovernmental administrations would be resolved with the adoption of the Act. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Rekha Sharma has stressed on further strengthening three-tier government. At a program organized in Tanhu district yesterday, Minister Sharma said that coordination and collaboration among the three-tier government would lead to realization of development in the country. Also, government spokesperson Minister Sharma assured that they will quell the conspiracies hatched against accomplishments achieved following sacrifices and struggle of the people. Two children have died of burn injuries after a house caught fire at Pakhatol of Rautamani Rural Municipality 8 in Udaipur district. Police said 6-year-old daughter Jasmine and 2-year-old son Rojan of Ram Bahadur Magar died after a two-story house of Thapa caught fire after short circuit. According to the police, there were no parents at the house when the fire occurred. Property worth 1 million rupees, including food, grain, clothing, were also gutted in the fire. Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Minister Sudhan Kiranti has stressed on developing habits of managing waste produced by oneself. Announcing the commencement of the cleaning campaign at Pashupati area yesterday, Minister Kiranti urged all to keep Pashupati Nath temple area clean. On the occasion, he also directed the Pashupati Area Development Trust to prepare a long-term plans to keep the temple area clean. Candidacy registration has been completed in the Tribhuvan University campuses across the country for Free Student Union election. Pashupati Adhikari, the director at Tribhuvan University Students Welfare and Sports Directorate, said candidacies were filed in all the campuses across the country. Now the university has set the time to file complaints against the candidates from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Today, the election of the Free Student Unions in the campuses is taking place on the 19th of March this year. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8am English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. China has named Li Keqiang a close confidant of the President Xi Jinping as the country's next premier. Premier Li was nominated by President Xi and appointed to the position with no dissenting voices at Saturday morning session of the National People's Congress in Beijing. The 63-year-old received votes from nearly all the more than 2,900 delegates who voted. The chief of Russian mercenary group Wagner has said that his forces are close to the center of the frontline city of Bakhmut. In a video posted on messaging app Telegram on Saturday, Yevgeny Prigozhin is seen standing on the rooftop of a high-rise building in what he claims is Bakhmut. According to Al Jazeera, speaking as artillery boomed in the background, Prigozhin said that the most important thing now was to receive more ammunition from the army and move forward. An explosion during an award ceremony for journalists in Afghanistan's northern Balkh province has killed at least one person and wounded 8 others, according to a Taliban police spokesperson. The explosion took place at the Tabian Farang Center, in Mazar-e-Sharif, the capital of the province. Journalists gathered for the award event at 11 a.m. on Saturday, said Mohammad Asif Waziri, the Taliban-appointed spokesperson for Balkh province. The incident came 2 days after a bomb in Mazar-e-Sharif killed the provincial government, Daud Mujmal, and 2 others. 4 were wounded in the incident. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 25.5 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 9 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. 4 candidates file candidacy for vice presidential election. Prime Minister and CPN Mavis Centre Chairman Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says a socialist front will be formed soon. Communication Minister Rekha Sharma stresses on further strengthening three-tier government, and China Parliament elects Li Qiang as country's new premier. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe, and have a good day.